You're listening to Classical 95.9, WCRI Block Island, Exeter, the classical station.
Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project. And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459. And by Dr. Michael Sulo Art, regarded as one of the finest living portrait artists in the United States. Visit his gallery at the Velvet Mills Complex in historic Stonington, Connecticut. Call 860-334-1264. That's 860-334-1264. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Maino, and sitting with one of my favorite guests of all times, she represents the Providence Singers. Her name is Chris Houck. Welcome, Chris.
Thank you, Mike.
It's great to have you back again on Conducting Conversations. And Chris is the marketing director of Providence Singers, is that correct?
I'm the communications director.
Communications. Yeah. Well, we'll communicate then.
I'd much rather communicate with you and the Conducting Conversations audience.
All right, so we'll do that. We're going to tell you a lot of things about the Providence Singers. Chris was kind enough to come on at the last moment and give us some things because we had a guest that couldn't make it, and we were very pleased to get Chris to be here and tell us what's been happening, or probably more important, what's going to be happening with the Providence Singers. Audition time, right?
It is. It's audition time. We are planning a very exciting season coming up, and as always, we're looking for skilled and enthusiastic choral singers. We're having auditions for the adult chorus through the end of August and auditions for the Junior Providence Singers, which is a chorus for high school students, from late August through the beginning of the school year.
Now, when you say high school singers, is there an age, or is it just you have to be in high school? How does that work?
We're looking for
high school age.
High school age.
All right.
If they're child prodigies and they're, you know, Doogie Howsering it at med school now, they can join our chorus if they actually have time.
All right. That would be a good thing.
Yes.
All right. And the Providence Singers is an organization we've discussed in the past, but just to bring our audience up to date or anyone that might have missed a previous show, what kind of music basically does the Providence Singers do?
We like to call it concert music.
Concert music, okay.
Classical music, if you're a staunch classical aficionado, classical music refers to a very specific time period.
Right.
And we often do modern music, we do very old music, we do all sorts of things in between. We sometimes do performances of Gershwin.
Okay.
Which isn't exactly classical, but it's...
Right. But in that vein.
Yeah.
So someone that enjoys classical music certainly would enjoy the Providence Singers.
Yes. And if you're looking something a little off the beaten classical path, there's a good chance we're doing it.
So you might do something that is a contemporary, even some show tunes, something from West Side Story or
right.
something like that, that
right.
type of thing. Okay, great. And we have some music to play today, but we will admit to you up front that the music we're playing is... they're all recordings of the Providence Singers.
Yes, they're either recordings of us live in concert, or they're from one of our two commercially released CDs.
And this first one we're going to listen to has a great title, because all music should be like this. Proud Music. Tell us about this.
Yes, it's from a work we commissioned from a young composer named Carlisle Sharp. It's called Proud Music of the Storm with text by Walt Whitman.
Uh-huh.
And this first movement is the glorious kickoff to the piece.
Proud music of the storm.
Glory.
Well, now we have an example of how the Providence Singers do their thing. That was recorded back in 2007. And back in 2007, I think right around then, you had a director named Andrew Clark.
We did.
And he is no longer with the organization, right, as far as being the artistic director?
That's true. He's with us in spirit. He's still fond of us, and we expect to see him at concerts in the future because his mother-in-law sings with us.
Right, but he'll have to pay from now on.
Or usher.
Or usher, okay. So that leads us to a new artistic director.
Right. Our new artistic director is Betsy Burley, and we're thrilled to have her on board. She's currently also the conductor and music director of the Mendelssohn Choir of Pittsburgh, which is affiliated with the Pittsburgh Symphony. And in Boston, she conducts an ensemble called Chorus Pro Musica.
Chorus Pro Musica. That one I think I've heard of. And so she comes with great credentials behind her.
Yes.
And when is her first concert going to be?
Her first concert with us will be the weekend of October 29th and 30th.
All right.
We'll be doing a mixed program that includes a Stravinsky Mass and a piece I'm very excited to hear called The Choral New Yorker by Irving Fine.
Okay. And when we were putting this together today, we have selected all kinds of different music. Is this next piece also from that 2007 recording?
Yes, it is. This was recorded at the National Endowment for the Arts-sponsored choral festival that we put on in 2007.
In what? In Providence?
Yes.
Oh, great. All right. And this one is called what?
This one is called Ode from a Little Child.
Ode from a Little Child. Okay, here we go.
Oh.
Chris, I think we're going to have the opportunity to listen to a lot of great music tonight, but we also want people to get information about the Providence Singers. You have a great website. What is that?
Our website is, helpfully enough, providencesingers.org.
There you go. Pretty simple. providencesingers.org. And you can get a lot of information there, all about their upcoming concerts and the audition procedure and when and where to audition, that type of thing.
Exactly.
Great. And the Providence Singers are comprised of, what, about 100 people?
Roughly 100 people, mixed chorus. Many of our members majored in music or voice in college. Many of our members are currently teaching music. And, you know, we have a lot of people who are, let's say, banker by day, singer by night.
Yeah, and a lot of music teachers, I'm sure, that want to get their own pleasure, so they leave the teaching behind and come and join the chorus.
They get to refresh themselves, making good music.
Make good music, great. All right, we'll talk about more about the places you can see the Singers, but let's get to this next piece of music, and we'll try to get the whole thing in before we take a break.
Terrific. The next piece of music is an excerpt from Lucas Foss's The Prairie. It's a cantata based on the poetry of Carl Sandburg. And we recorded this in 2008, shortly after our music festival. And it's available on the BMOP Sound label, anywhere CDs are sold.
Great. We'll listen to Dust of Men and be back after that.
Thank you.
people at Roberts Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Roberts Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Roberts Musical Instruments. Regarded as one of the finest living portrait artists in the United States and Europe, Dr. Michael Sulo is one of the most creative artists of the 21st century. His paintings hang in private collections all over the world and are fast becoming one of the biggest collectibles of our time. Dr. Sulo's gallery is in the Velvet Mills Complex in historic Stonington, Connecticut. There he teaches oil painting, sculpture, and fresco painting. Students taking these classes will be introduced by demonstration and hands-on experience to techniques not usually taught in American schools of art. Artists will learn the process used by the masters and explained through step-by-step demonstration. Dr. Sulo is also available for commissions, lectures, and private lessons. Visit his website at drmichaelsuloart.com or call 860-334-1264. That's 860-334-1264. Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Chris Hauk from the Providence Singers. And Chris is here to tell us everything we want to know about the Providence Singers. We know that there's about 100 people involved, and we also know that auditions start this next week. Now, what is the audition procedure?
It's probably similar to most auditions. You walk in, sing a short prepared solo, and
in front of a group of...
In front of our artistic director, Betsy Burley.
Oh, so and, Betsy will be there.
And the assistant conductor, Christine Noel.
Okay.
And then they put you through your paces a little bit.
So if someone wants to do this and they've never done this before, should they come prepared with a piece that will be they'll have an accompanist, or do they bring their own?
There is an accompanist.
There is, okay. Yes. So they just bring their music and put it down, and if I were to do this, I'd bring the backup to Happy Birthday, and I would sing Happy Birthday, and they'd tell me where to go from there.
Well, if you sing Happy Birthday very well, you're left to stick around and finish your audition, because Happy Birthday is a piece that shows range.
There you
make
go.
Get right down to it.
See?
I've been told I can't sing the one-note samba as my audition piece.
Well. Okay, never mind. We won't go there. All right. So the Providence Singers are having auditions. It would be great to get a lot of people out for that enjoy music and now good singing.
Mm-hmm. Now, they're by appointment and at the arrangement of our chorus manager. So the process is to visit the website, check out the upcoming season, see if you're interested in what we're singing, which
right.
I suspect you will be.
Wouldn't do much good to audition and find out you can't make any of the performances.
Right.
Okay. And this is at the music school in East Providence?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So beautiful facility in East Providence, relatively new, the last 4 or 5 years. And that's where the singers rehearse once a week?
We rehearse Tuesday nights from 7:15 to 10.
Great. All right. Well, let's go to another piece of music off the CD that is available. I think it's even available on your website, right?
It's available on our website. It's available from the publisher, Bemop Sound, and it's available on Amazon.com. And if your local CD store doesn't have it in stock, they can order it for you.
Or they can stop you as you're walking down the street, and you might have one in your purse.
Absolutely.
There you go. All
right. You have to know what I look like. But
what's this next cut we're going to listen to?
We're going to listen to a short, gorgeous piece called Cool Prayers.
Thank you.
Chris, one thing we talked about is lots of different kinds of music that the singers do, in the respect that there may be some heavy classical, there might be some on the lighter side. And then I have to say that this next one, when we were talking off air, has a rather strange title. It's called When the Red and the White Men Met. So we're presuming that this is, in today's terms, would not be said, be a little politically incorrect today.
Right. Although when Carl Sandburg was writing the poems, I think not only was political correctness not an issue, but he probably would have been thinking of the time when the Red and the White Men Met.
Okay.
When it certainly wouldn't have been an issue back then.
So we're talking about the West, and
we're talking about
Native Americans.
Exactly.
Okay, so we're on the same page, mm-hmm. and this has nothing to do with communism.
Exactly.
All right. So not that politically incorrect.
No, this is still from the Lucas Foss Prairie CD, mostly because I'm extremely fond of it.
All right, and then if we have time later, I definitely want to sneak in another song. We can't do it in this segment, but you have another one that's called Songs Hidden in Eggs. Right?
Yes, and if we don't get to that, I hope people's interest will be piqued by the name to go check it out.
All right, we're going to listen to When the Red and the White Men Met, and then we'll take a short break and be back with more of the Providence Singers.
Mary Brown as I
The people at Robert's Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Robert's Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Robert's Musical Instruments. Regarded as one of the finest living portrait artists in the United States and Europe, Dr. Michael Sulo is one of the most creative artists of the 21st century. His paintings hang in private collections all over the world and are fast becoming one of the biggest collectibles of our time. Dr. Sulo's gallery is in the Velvet Mills Complex in historic Stonington, Connecticut. There he teaches oil painting, sculpture, and fresco painting. Students taking these classes will be introduced by demonstration and hands-on experience to techniques not usually taught in American schools of art. Artists will learn the process used by the masters and explained through step-by-step demonstration. Dr. Sulo is also available for commissions, lectures, and private lessons. Visit his website at drmichaelsuloart.com or call 860-334-1264. That's 860-334-1264. Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, having a very pleasant evening listening to music provided by the Providence Singers. Chris Houck is here with us. She is the marketing director. I'm sorry, communications director. I don't know why I have marketing on my brain, but communications director of the Providence Singers. And we reviewed a lot of things, Chris, as far as auditions going on right now. Mm-hmm. And I thought that we might talk about this program coming up on October 28th, just to refresh that. Where is that going to be held?
That's going to be held, it's actually the 29th and 30th.
29th, I'm sorry.
It's going to be held on a Saturday night in Providence on the east side.
Okay.
And on, it's at St. Joe's in Providence.
Okay, great.
Right across from Rue de l'Espoir. And on the Sunday afternoon, it's going to be at Immaculate Conception Church in Cranston.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah.
So Rue de l'Espoir.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's
It's a landmark.
It's a landmark. Mm-hmm. Great restaurant. So
that's
you
right.
Just go over there, have a little bite to eat, and then right across the street. And if they want to find out about it, they can go to your website, mm-hmm. which is providencesingers.org.
Exactly.
And is there also a phone number to get information there? They can do that if they go to the website?
Sure.
All right, great. So operators are standing by, as they say. And how about tickets and so forth? Can they get
ticket information will be there as well.
Also on the website.
And if you'd like to join our mailing list, there's a handy button you can click and fill it out and end up on our mailing list. And while you're at our website, poke around and take a look at our other concerts because we've got a great season coming up.
All right. And notably, there'll be the traditional holiday concert also, right?
Yes, we're doing Messiah in early December with the Rhode Island Philharmonic.
That's excellent. And I just found out today, I saw a press release that mentions, and hopefully you're going to know about this, I'm not surprising you, about the American Choral Directors Conference.
Yes, we're singing at the opening concert of that. Opening reception.
That'll be great.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, we'll find out more. Maybe we'll have you back, I'm sure, before then, and we'll have a chance to get Betsy here, Betsy Burley, who is your new artistic director, mm-hmm. and we'll look forward to doing a show with her and getting information about that at that time.
Yeah, I think she'd love to talk about that, and we're doing quick plug for the Britain War Requiem in March.
Excellent. Right now, we'll go to another piece of music. This is from your other commercially produced CD, which is entitled Jonah.
Jonah and the Whale by Dominic Argento. We chose this work and the Lucas Foss work to produce recordings of because they're not available. They're these great works that launched careers in some cases or won awards and disappeared from the public ear because there aren't commercially available recordings for them.
So
we brought them back.
Excellent. And this next piece is called what?
It's called His Flight. And I want to let listeners know that you will hear a voice narrating. This is the voice of local actor Tom Oakes.
Okay.
And the Providence Singers.
Here we go.
He steps lively aboard as the sailors start singing. They catch up the crossle and fasten the cables. Working at the windlass, they weigh their anchors and smartly secure the bowline to the mast. They grip the guide ropes as great mainsail drops. Then they lay in oars on the larboard side. A blithe breeze behind them bellies out the sails. And spanks this sweet ship swiftly from the harbor. So joyful a Jew as was Jonah, to have escaped so easily from the errand of God, believing that he who had established the earth was helpless to harm him on the high seas.
Look out in the cross tree stood with his spyglass in his hand. There's a whale, there's a whale, there's a whale, fish, he cried, and she blows at every span, break
and she blows at every span.
But our Lord looks on all things, on land or afloat. For the master of mankind, wise in all matters, ever wakeful and waiting, works at will.
Well, Chris, as usual, it's been great to listen to music provided by the Providence Singers, and we have one more piece we're going to listen to at the end of the program. I want to thank you for coming in today. It's been great to have you with us.
Well, thanks so much for having me.
It is always great to see you and great to hear about the Providence Singers. Now, I know you have a lot of other things coming up this year, so this season, I should say. So tell us about that.
Well, in addition to the October concert and the Messiah, we're also presenting Britain's War Requiem in March with the New England Philharmonic,
which
I'm very excited about. This is a massive work. It calls for almost 200 choristers and a full-size symphony orchestra, and it's something that very few choruses ever get to sing just because of the scale of it and the logistics involved.
Now, the chorus of 200 means that you have your chorus and you're going to do it in conjunction with someone else?
We're doing it in conjunction with Chorus Pro Musica because, as it turns out, Betsy conducts both of us.
Oh, what? So that's amazing how that just happened to work out.
So we're doing sort of a home and away series. We'll be singing with them in Boston. They'll be singing with us in Providence. And we will have the Boston Children's Chorus with us as well, because the piece calls for a short but crucial segment sung by a children's choir.
Excellent. That sounds very exciting. That's going to be in March, you say?
Mm-hmm. March 3rd and 4th. March 4th in Providence and the 3rd up in Boston.
So if you're thinking of auditioning, that's a big date to put on your calendar. Mm-hmm. If you're available, then that's something you might want to be part of. Sounds very exciting.
And we're also in May singing the Brahms Requiem with the Rhode Island Philharmonic.
Well, sounds like a busy season, as usual, for the Providence Singers. And we wish Betsy well in her new endeavor. I'm sure it's going to be great. And once again, thanks for coming in.
Well, thanks again for having us.
All right. Tell us about this last piece. And we should tell the audience that it's a very lengthy piece. We're certainly not going to have time to listen to all of it, but we'll listen to as much as possible.
Now, this, much like the Proud Music piece that we kicked off this evening with, is a work that we commissioned. And this one is called Ecstasies Above by bicoastal composer Tarik O'Regan.
All right. We'll listen to that. And then we'll fade out of it, as I mentioned. And we'll see you next week on Conducting Conversations.
Thank you.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459. And by Dr. Michael Zullo Art, regarded as one of the finest living portrait artists in the United States. Visit his gallery at the historic Velvet Mills Complex in Stonington, Connecticut. Call 860-334-1264. That's 860-334-1264.